Okay, our first speaker, many of you know, Robin McGehee. She's a local activist. In 2008, she was kind of thrust into the spotlight because of her public stance on Prop 8, and she was ousted from her parent-teacher organization at her son's school. She went on to form Meet in the Middle, a statewide conference we had here in Fresno. She was with the Gay Straight Alliance for a very long period of time, one of the founding members of Real Pride. She went on to be the director of Get Equal, a national grassroots civil rights organization, which, as many of you know, saw people handcuffed to the White House fence, which helped promote the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Robin McGehee.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Chris. That was very sweet. Thank you. And I have something that I'm going to say in my remarks today that are definitely inspired and influenced by watching Chris speak at the Fresno City Hall rallies that we had during the Prop 8 days. But I want to first thank Fresno Stonewall Democrats for inviting me to speak today. It's an honor to speak here. I do remember that night. I think it was Barney Frank that Jay and I met and sat together. And I think it's a wonderful idea and mission to restart what CCA was doing with the Speaker Bureau, where we brought Candace Gingrich and Barney Frank and many others, Robin Tyler. And if you had that on a regular occurrence, I think one of the great things around Stonewall Democrats, sadly here in the Central Valley, we're in a position where every Democrat has to come out, not as gay sometimes or lesbian or bi or trans, but just come out as a Democrat, sadly, in the conservative valley that we are in. So imagine the power that we'd have if we could really generate a large group of Democrats that are willing to say, we're here, we're Democrat, get used to it, and we're going to organize. So great idea and great mission. I know many of you, some of you act surprised to hear about my part of the story in reference to being thrown off of the PTO, the parent-teacher organization here in the Central Valley. So I'm not going to get really into all of that. I am going to talk just a little bit about my own community involvement here in the Central Valley and how that turned into what we did with Get Equal and why we do what we do. Because it is, in a lot of ways, challenging some of the people that we put into office, specifically President Obama and many of the elected officials that we have across the state and in other states. And then finally, I'd like to talk about the mission of today's event, which is moving Fresno forward, but also moving a movement forward, and particularly for the LGBT community, one of the things that Get Equal is going to work on. So in reference to my own personal journey, I'll tell you that, you know, being a local activist in reference to Real Pride stuff and GSA Network or whatever, I really just tried to be a fabric in the community that was just like every other parent. And before that, just every other citizen trying to figure out ways to give back. And I really tried to play by the rules, and I wanted to show that we're no different than anybody else, and we deserve equality and tolerance and all of these other great things. And I can remember, in reference to what I was talking about, in reference to Chris, at many of the rallies that we would sit at, I would hear his call for, you know, we should be acting out more. This is not something that we should allow to happen to just people. We should not be dealt the hand of oppression and sit back and just take it. And I felt as I was sitting there, but I haven't worked hard enough to change the hearts and the minds of Fresno, and I haven't worked hard enough to change the hearts and minds of the Central Valley. So how can I act out when all they're going to do is dismiss my acting out because I haven't tried, you know, to change it in the traditional ways? And so Chris was right. You know, what happened after the PTO experience is, together with a community of activists, we put together Meet in the Middle, which drew 5,000 people to the center of the state on the first Saturday after the Prop 8 results from the California Supreme Court. And with that group, we were able to call for that law to eventually be repealed in the courts, which we're still hoping for today. And sadly, it had to come from the place that voted most against us here in the Central Valley. And it did not come from the state organizations that really left a large part of this community behind enemy lines with a sea of yellow signs everywhere telling us exactly how they felt about us here in the Central Valley. And after Meet in the Middle, just because of meeting Cleve Jones and the activism that was going on, David Mixner made a call for the National Equality March, and we went right into that. But I still sat there thinking, okay, well, we did this meet in the middle. That was an answer to the Prop 8, and you know, hopefully more people are going to be involved and start fighting back. And then now let's go to Washington, and maybe Obama's going to hear us when we get to Washington, D.C., and he's going to hear that we're a desperate people and we're tired of fighting for equality. And with, you know, just, you know, plain organizing in 4 short months without any funding, we were able to get over 200,000 people to march on Washington in October, right after we had lost our rights in November of that past year. And I remember watching President Obama speak at the Human Rights Campaign the night before, talking the talk that had led me to walk precincts for him here in the Central Valley at the same time that my rights were being stripped away here in California. And I believe that President Obama wants to do the right thing. Does he have the passion to do the right thing in the timeline that I desire? I don't believe that. And I don't believe that our community is giving him the political will or the ability to do that, because we are not doing what Chris was talking about years ago, which is applying the pressure. So I'll tell you just quickly why I believe that. So I talked about kind of where this came from, and I'll say why Get Equal does what we do. GetEqual.org started right after the march. We marched on Washington. It was a call for full federal equality for LGBT people. And we felt like the only next step was to organize direct actions and to create political theater that would apply pressure around legislation that was there, much like in the style of ACT UP, as well as other anti-war movements and the feminist movement that have used those tactics in the past. And I will tell you just through a couple of different actions what results we had. On the first action that we did, which was chaining Lieutenant Dan Choi and Captain Jim Peter Angelo to the White House fence, that action really didn't get planned until Tuesday of that same week. And that's because in January of 2010, President Obama stated in the State of the Union address that he wanted to address Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And we as members of Get Equal felt like, okay, well, he's talking about one piece of legislation, and that doesn't address the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which would stop us as LGBT people from being fired in over 50% of the states in the United States. So we want to bring attention to ENDA and push for more of a full federal equality package than just focusing on military service. So what happened the week of that action was HRC decided to do lobbying around Don't Ask, Don't Tell, because President Obama had made that call in the State of the Union address, and this was now March. And they asked...